Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. On this episode, we talk about companies that are disruptive, which is a good thing to be. I do have a correction to make before we get into this. I talk about Upwork failing. It was really WeWork that failed. Upwork is still around. WeWork did not successfully disrupt anything and was kind of a scam. I have no information or updates on Prework, BeWork, CWork, Outwork, or MyWork. Actually, MyWork is going well, mainly because I'm done with this intro. Enjoy.
Again, I love when people disrupt in that way. I'm really tired of the term disruption, frankly. But I like the concept of it a lot because it really makes you rethink something in that moment. Uber did that clearly with, you know, transportation and ground transportation and the taxi cab, quote unquote, industry. And I'm not sure, to tell you the truth, how that's all going to turn out in that instance in particular, because it seems like that's a messy organization. But great service that's being brought to the world because they're everywhere.
Well, it's kind of, to me, like with, what was the one? Upwork failed. Because you know about that one, right? So Upwork was shared workspaces, but they positioned themselves as a technology company. And I think Uber did the same thing, where Uber, we're a technology company. And they have a lot of data.
Yeah.
And so they are, in that sense, a technology company. But for the most part, they are not. And so their valuations are very, like, insane and crazy. And so they do a lot of insane, crazy things because they think they're more valuable than they are, is my take on it.
That's always been the way. And you are spot on, because I can tell you, I was involved with Uber at a very high level just before they went public.
Yeah.
And they expected so much more money than they actually got in that moment. And that whole concept of saying, well, we're a technology company. What does that even mean? Does that mean that we get to ignore the customer, that we get to ignore the employees? Because that's what it feels like. It feels like they're saying, well, we're a technologist, so we're focused on the app. We're focused on you know, the computerized stuff. We're not focused on the person-to-person contact and the act. You know, we know how to take your money really efficiently, and we know how to give you all these options on your phone, but it's like, no, there's still a human being facing a human being in this car. And there's a human being facing your company when it comes to getting paid. You know, and so I just I don't know. I see quite a bit more humanity in Uber drivers than I do in corporate Uber.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Which 100%. Is, well, I guess because they are humanity. You're really talking about democratizing driving, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really all of us now. And I see people who are exactly like me out there driving Ubers, some because they want to, some because they need to, you know, but it's like, it's kind of a cooler world. I like it better than getting in a cab.
For sure.
Yeah.
Feels cabs better. Are gross and usually are not. Well, I've had some fun cab rides.
Yeah. I've had some interesting cab rides for sure. And because I talk to everybody, that's the other side of the thing. There isn't a bathroom attendant or a cab driver that I haven't had some conversation with, because humans, you know, and I get some of the best stories from some of these folks that you would just never expect because they encounter so many different people. So I say, listen up.
How's it going?
Yeah.
How are you doing? Hey, what's going on? Can I sit up front with you?
Yeah.
I don't. Oh, I usually do.
I don't even ask. I just get in up front. I used to do that with cabs.
Oh, you just get in?
I used to do it with cabs and buses.
Yeah.
But and I tell you something. Cops and the cops. I mean,
you get in front with the cops.
Yeah, all the time. Well, because I don't want to get in the back. There's no handles on the doors. But when you get into the cockpit, they get really uncomfortable when you're flying. So don't do that.
Okay.
That's true. It's true. Wow. We transitioned to a whole different kind of disruption talking about entering a cockpit of an airplane during flight. I was joking about that, by the way. I do not recommend that any of our listeners try that. It will result in an abrupt introduction to U.S. Air Marshal and maybe even a mental health evaluation and or jail. Let's find a way to disrupt that doesn't leave us in handcuffs, okay? I think that's the plan we can all agree on. Thanks for tuning in to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. We'll catch you next time.